Hey guys, welcome back to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. Today I have a special guest on the show. He is the chief marketing officer behind a company called FreeUp, and they offer really cool outsourcing solutions to e-commerce entrepreneurs. So I'm really excited to have him on the show. Welcome to the show, Connor.
Hey Trevor, how's it going? Thanks for having me on.
Doing great, man. We know that scaling an e-commerce business can be a lot of work and very tiresome, but also exciting. And it's a really cool process. A lot of people, especially solopreneurs, they go through a lot of growing pains. And so you guys started FreeUp after you kind of went through your own growing pains. Do you want to talk about your story, or founding story a little bit?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'm glad to share. So yeah, my business partner, his name is Nathan Hirsch. Him and I met while we were still in college. And we decided to start our first business there. We saw a need or a problem on campus, actually. There were students who were buying textbooks from the bookstore, spending $200, $300 on every one. And then at the end of each semester, the bookstore was offering them $10 to $20. The bookstore was kind of exploiting these students. And we saw that Amazon was still selling these books as well, and we could possibly sell them for more. So we went to the students, we offered them more than the bookstore, we started selling them on Amazon, and that's really how we got into the whole e-commerce world while we were still in college. We did that for about 2 years where we were selling textbooks, and then we got sick of holding all of the books. There was a certain point where we had, you know, a couple hundred textbooks in our dorm room and dorm house, and it was annoying to pick, pack, and ship them. I'm sure other people run into this issue as well. And that's when we learned of the dropship business model. So we started going around to brands and suppliers around the United States who had already created their own company and their own products, and they weren't yet taking advantage of the Amazon marketplace. So this was 2010, 2011, when Amazon was really just growing up in the US in terms of a marketplace. And so we partnered up with them. We created our own systems and processes to manage the inventory and list the products and handle the repricing and everything. And we built that business up over the course of about 4 or 5 years. And in that process, we ended up hiring a lot of people because, like you said, running an e-commerce business takes a lot of time, especially with drop shipping. You're handling thousands of products and trying to keep track of all of them. And so we were using sites like Upwork, and what used to be Odesk and Elance and Fiverr.com and Freelancer.com. We'd go there, we'd post a job, we'd get all these applicants, we'd try to hire the best people. And, you know, don't get me wrong, we found some amazing talent that we were able to work with, but we also ran into a lot of turnover and we ran into a lot of issues and frustrations. And so in 2015, we decided to start FreeUp as a marketplace that was catered solely to e-commerce business owners, and that only accepted the top 1% of freelancers that applied to get in. And so that's really the story. The past 3 years have been a whirlwind of growing this business. It's been a lot of fun. We've worked with thousands of business owners all over the world, and we're learning a lot about how this freelance economy is just impacting people all over the world.
I think it's awesome how you took a thing that you were doing and struggling with, and you found a way to create like a platform that actually solved that problem for you guys, but it also solved the problem for tons of people out there. That's really inspiring, man. Great work.
Yeah, thanks. It was when we started, it was always something we said, we wish we had this. So we were always trying to build a product for ourselves. And then it just worked out that other people were having those same frustrations.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things that other people that do a lot of e-commerce in different areas, like for instance, Russell Brunson always talks about how if you have a business and you find a problem with that business and you create a solution for it, maybe other people are looking for that solution. Why not create a business out of that? You guys did it. It's freeup.com. It's pretty awesome. I've checked it out. You guys do have some really cool freelancers in there. Really quick though, before we jump into that, I actually wanted to mention, It's funny, you guys were selling books around a college campus. I was actually kind of doing the same thing. That's sort of how I got my start with e-commerce as well. I had an Amazon selling account and I had all these books left over from my college courses. It had cost me a bunch of money and I realized that I could sell them on Amazon at the end of the semester. And so I did, and you know, we had some extra cash and everything. So that was cool. So that's kind of funny.
It's so funny. I've heard from multiple Amazon entrepreneurs who I've networked and met that a lot of people who found their way that way, they ran into it just from selling textbooks in one way or another. So it is funny where you find those commonalities.
Yeah, I'm actually reading the book, The Everything Store, right now, and it's really wild how much crazy stuff Amazon went through in their startup, a couple of decades of startup. Like you said, in 2010, they really started growing in the States. I mean, they had been doing tons of stuff, crazy stuff back in the 90s. I wasn't even aware of that before. This is kind of before I was even like plugged into the internet. Yeah. And the stuff they went through back in the early 2000s was crazy. You know, and you talk about drop shipping. What was it like back then, drop shipping on Amazon? Can you talk a little bit about that and like how crazy it was and what kind of things you had to deal with as an entrepreneur through that?
Yeah, absolutely. It was somewhat of the Wild West. I mean, today I think it's a lot harder. There's so much more competition and almost everyone's drop shipping or private labeling or, you know, taking more advantage of the marketplace. Back then we were the first seller to go on to big product listings. Whereas today, you know, there may be 100 people trying to sell it. And then in terms of drop shipping, Amazon just, they didn't have as many rules around it either. So they didn't know if you were necessarily fulfilling it or if, you know, if it was going to go through FBA. So there was a lot less rules, and I would say you could probably get away with a lot more, and you didn't need to know as much about Amazon as you do today and their policies. So it was interesting to learn about it then and then start to go through the transition. I would say 2014, 2015, 2016, Amazon really started breaking down their policies for third-party sellers and for FBA sellers more. And it's become kind of what it is today. So a very cool experience to see that transition.
Definitely. Yeah, things have changed a lot in the last 10 years alone, much less the 10 years before that. Things are evolving rapidly in the e-commerce world. It's really incredible to see kind of unfold in front of us, you know, with all the new advancements with Shopify and eBay growing as well, and Amazon and all the other big websites out there now. It's really, really cool what is possible. Can you talk a little bit about like the exact sort of things you guys went and found, like the problems you had and like the solutions you found from outsourcing through that dropshipping business that you were able to take into FreeUp as a sort of experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest issues that we had as business owners, it all came back to our time. That was one of our biggest issues we found when we were trying to outsource. So like I said, we were going through all these different job sites and we were posting a listing for someone that could help us list new products from suppliers of relationships we had created. And we'd post a job, but what would happen is we'd get 20, 25 people who were applying from all over the world. We'd have to go through their profiles. We'd try to see if they had relevant experience. We'd maybe invite 5 to 10 of them to an interview. That then took up another 30 minutes of our day for each interview. We'd try to, you know, shortlist those people, maybe do one more interview, see if they were going to be a good fit, and then finally make a hire. And that whole process could take a week, 2 weeks, whatever it may be. And so we just found ourselves as the business owners being pulled away from actually growing the business. And we were kind of stuck in this whole hiring and outsourcing process. So I would say that's one of the biggest frustrations we had, is just the time that we were putting into it. And I think, you know, time is one of the most valuable things you have as an entrepreneur. And it's really important to value that at a high level. So that was kind of the first thing, and having people that weren't vetted in front of us. And the second thing was the fact that we ran into a lot of turnover. So there would be situations where we went through that interview process. We found someone, we were like, wow, this person's a rock star. We'd work with them for a couple of weeks. We'd get them fully trained up. They'd start listing our products. They'd be working very closely with us. And then for whatever reason, they would either disappear or they'd take another job or they just weren't able to work with us any longer. Okay, now we're back to stage one where we're going through that whole process again. So that was another big frustration we wanted to try to eliminate with the FreeUp marketplace as well. So I would say those are the two major ones.
I couldn't agree more, man. That is one of the biggest frustrations when you're trying to hire people is trying to train them and like onboard them and try to find the right people, man. Like my wife and I have gone and done this so many times where we hired somebody and right after the first few sessions, they're just not right. And we have to hire again and then hire again, hire again. And then finally you find somebody. We actually had a really good VA for a long time. She was VA for us probably 8 or 9 months. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, her productivity just plummeted. Like she just stopped working basically and following up on emails and things were falling through the cracks and it sucked. We had to let her go. And then, you know, since then it's just been kind of like an on and off thing where I mostly work with project VAs now. And we sure. do our own customer service just because of the time you're talking about it takes to hire people and train them. And all that time, like we realized we could be spending on building our business. So it's a really tough thing. And I know that more e-commerce entrepreneurs are going through this kind of a thing. So I can mm-hmm. definitely see the value in FreeUp. Can you talk a little bit maybe about how you vet these people and how you determine that they're really good mm-hmm. for e-commerce and stuff like that?
Yeah, of course. So we have our vetting process has evolved over the past 3 years, but the kind of the general breakdown of it is there's first an application. So any freelancer that is interested in offering their services through FreeUp, they'll fill out about, I think it's like a 25 question application where they provide information about their freelance business, how long they've been running it for, types of clients they've worked with in the past, the services that they offer. And then we ask a good number of situational questions. So, you know, how do they respond to, you know, issues with their internet, let's say, if that happened for someone who's overseas, or you and a client don't necessarily agree on the scope of a project or how long it's going to take. How do you, you know, react to that type of situation? So we really try to get as much information up front as possible about how they really work with clients. We're looking for those people that do it more on a full-time basis and have a lot of experience. So we review all those applications, then we invite a certain percentage to a one-on-one interview. We actually set up a Skype chat with them. We kind of talk to them. We ask them more questions, and we really dive into their skills. So if someone says they're a Facebook ad expert, we have a rubric of questions that go deeper and deeper into how much they actually know about it. We look at their attitude. So again, we kind of see, are they doing this full time? Are they just looking to make an extra buck? How do they treat their clients? And then the biggest one is communication. How do they set up communication with their clients? Do they have a process for it already? If so, is it efficient? Is it, you know, up to best practices so that there won't be issues in the future? A certain percentage make it through that. And then finally, there's a last test that asks them a lot about our terms of use and best practices to make sure that they really just understand how they could use the marketplace to grow their business. And then the top 1% come out of that final test.
That's incredible. Yeah, that I mean, I know how much work that takes. It's a lot of work you have to go through to vet people, like all these questions. Yeah. And it's hard to know like what the right answers are, you know, like who's giving the right answers. And not only that, but like the difference between somebody who's emailing you an answer versus someone who you phone chat, it's like, could be completely different. Like we dealt a lot with Filipino VAs, and a lot of times they have really thick accents over the phone where you couldn't really tell that on an email. So if they're going to do customer service, they've got to, you know, sound somewhat like clear when they speak. You know, you can't have too thick of an accent, and then it got to make sense when they write stuff. It can't be like weird gibberish emails that make no sense, you know. So it's a tough process, man.
Sometimes as a business owner, it's tough to know who is really telling the truth too, because a lot of people are trained to do well in interviews, so it doesn't really stop there. You want to make sure you give them a test project if you think you found someone that's a good fit as well, because they may have just done really well in the interview, but their work may not actually reflect it.
Makes sense. Yeah, I think all these things are really important. And I think also a lot of entrepreneurs that are just starting out for sure, and they're starting to scale their stores, they don't really understand what they should be doing when they go through the hiring process. It's very confusing. You could stumble a lot when you first get started. Do you have kind of an onboarding process for entrepreneurs with FreeUp and kind of train them how to work with these people?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we run into this all the time. We have a lot of entrepreneurs who are just getting into it, or have maybe hired a VA in the past but didn't have success with it and are looking for that type of advice. So we kind of break it down into a few simple steps. The first one is just knowing what you're looking for. So that's kind of, you want to identify the thing you want to take off your plate, right? If you're an e-commerce entrepreneur, you know, you had mentioned customer service. Maybe it's that. Maybe that's taking up a lot of your time and that's something you want to try to take off your plate. Well, make sure you know what exactly they're going to be doing. Are they handling email? Are they handling phones? Do you have, you know, if they're doing customer service for you, you had mentioned some people in the Philippines have heavier accents. Is that something that's important to you? Make sure you're checking on that as you interview them. See if they've worked for past e-commerce businesses, if that's important to you. Make sure that if you want them working on Eastern hours, if they're able to do that. There's all these kind of questions that you can answer to yourself up front before finding the person that can really help you in that process. And then the next step is just using a site. It could be FreeUp, it could be somewhere else where you actually start to meet some freelancers and put them through this interview process and kind of try to vet out the top people that could be a good fit for you. And then the last step is the onboarding, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs look past. They think they found someone that they like, they just throw them right into it without much guidance. And then they're surprised 2 weeks later that that person isn't doing everything that they had expected them to. So we always recommend setting up a meeting right after you hire someone, talk to them about the expectations of what they should be achieving each day, have them set up daily or weekly communication check-ins with you so that you know what they're up to and you can stay in communication. And just so that you're on the same page, give them the business goals, let them know really what's going on so they can be as efficient as and effective as possible.
Yeah, it's all really important stuff. I know the onboarding process is definitely time consuming, but it's worth it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like e-commerce entrepreneurs, if you want to outsource, if you want to automate your business, you have to start outsourcing at some point to free up your time. I mean, it's just, it really is required. You know, there's no way about it because there's not necessarily a computer program yet that's like AI, super intelligent, that can understand customer issues. You know, like maybe someday we'll get there. I really do hope so. There's chatbots.
That'd be awesome.
There's some email automation you can do, but like they can't really tell like customer emotions. You can't really tell like where someone's at exactly in the sales funnel process if you're doing that. So until that happens, until it gets here, we got to find other human beings that can help us. And the best thing about the world is that there are other places in the world where it's not as expensive to live. So you can hire people do this stuff like in the Philippines. You know, and it's way cheaper than hiring somebody in the States. But yet I've heard e-commerce store owners and stuff like that talk about how like hiring somebody physically in the States is actually a really good thing too. So, I mean, you kind of hear both sides. And what do you think about that? You guys probably work with people all over the world, right? Do you see a big difference between people in the Philippines versus people in the States quality-wise?
Yeah. Good question. For us, I think it really comes down to the business owner's preference. Some just aren't comfortable hiring someone overseas and they just view it differently. It's harder for them to wrap their head around them doing as high a quality of job as someone here in the US. We as business owners have seen great work come out of the Philippines. We have a large support team with FreeUp that are from the Philippines, but we also hire a good number of US freelancers who specialize in higher level activities like Facebook ads and our Google AdWords and our blog writing. That type of stuff we'll keep in the US so that it's at a very high level. But I think there are areas where VAs from the Philippines or other areas can also add a lot of value to your business.
Yeah, I think that's important to understand that outsourcing is all different types of things. It's not just customer service. It's also, like you said, blogging, Facebook ads, you know, web development, graphic design, all these things. And
exactly.
Yeah, especially with web content, you know, you really want to hire somebody that's a native English speaker, probably lives in the States, has an idea about like the market a little bit better than somebody who's on the other side of the world who just has no idea like of American customs and, you know, just the marketplace or whatever. So yeah, that's important. That's really good. We as business owners, I think it's really hard sometimes to break down exactly what we should be outsourcing. Do you have any tips on people like at what point should they start outsourcing, you know, their business, that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. So I think the tipping point usually for entrepreneurs is if they're already working 8 to 10 plus hours per day and they still have projects on their list that they want to get done that could continue to grow their business, it's probably time to start thinking about it. And the way you can do that is, you know, create a full list of all those tasks you're handling. I bet there's 2 to 4 to 6 hours of that day that are tasks that are repetitive. They're either mundane or you have a full process written out for it already. Those are things you could easily start to take off your plate and outsource. The other reason why a lot of entrepreneurs outsource as well is there's a project that requires a skill set they don't have. So if you want to start doing advertising to drive traffic to your store, but you have zero experience with it, sure, you could take 6 months to a year to try to learn it and do it yourself. But you could outsource that to someone who's been doing it for years, has worked with, you know, tens or even hundreds of companies and can handle that for you. So I think those are usually the two main reasons. You've run out of time or you need a skill set you don't have in your team.
Couldn't agree more, man. Those are excellent reasons to outsource. Some of the things I need to do more of is outsourcing for sure. So if anything, you've got definitely a customer in me. So if you guys out there want to sign up for FreeUp, check it out. I believe you can set up a free account. I have a link actually, ecommerceparadise.com/FreeUp. It's FreeUp, but it's with 3 E's, right? Free E-up.
So, exactly.
When you're typing that in, it's free E-up. Yeah, I'll put a link in the description and everything like that. Connor, thanks so much for being on. I think it was really, really helpful. Honestly, like the biggest thing that is, you know, keeping entrepreneurs back from growing more is outsourcing it enough and properly. So you guys are doing a great thing over there at FreeUp, man. Keep it up.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
For sure.